Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trent, do you feel like you have to, when you tell the team who's going to be the starting quarterback, do you have to explain it to them, do you think, or do you just make that announcement and that's it and is what it is?
Look, they've gone through the process as well. They've gone through the spring with these players. They've gone through training camp with these players. I'm sure they all have an opinion on who they think should be the starting quarterback, but I don't think I have to explain it to anyone else. It's my decision, and look, if it doesn't work, blame me. Blame me.
Coach, what can you tell us?
I would say one thing. I think it's important to remember, like, what's good for the team today may not be good for the team weeks down the line. And so I think the challenge is you want to win every single game now, but also we're trying to build something special here in New England. So that to me was, that was a challenge.
We haven't played that one yet today. That was yesterday, Jerod Mayo. I will say what's best for the team now may not be best for the team in a few weeks.
Well, true.
Do you think that's an example of Jerod Mayo trying to distance himself from a decision he felt was coming?
Yeah, or because there's no way it was a unanimous decision. No. So you want to keep the door open for, all right, let's circle back on this. And it's probably a week-to-week situation. And I know Jacoby Brissett was announced the starter, and Mayo said he's the starter for the season, because I think you're in so much trouble if you're like, he's the starter for now. And he even said you can't say he's the starter for X weeks. Like, that doesn't really make sense, because he could play so much better than you thought. Maybe he plays way worse than you thought. You're like, he's the starter till week 8, but he's awful. Like, well, then you also have the right to change your mind then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he understands that this is probably going to be one of, I don't know, 5 or 6 jobs around the league that after each week, I'm sure the coach, the coordinator, and the GM are like, we still good with this guy?
Yeah.
Are we making a change here? Like Sam Darnold. Like, how long does Sam Darnold have the job for? Russell Wilson was a late named starter, and they have Justin Fields behind him. So that's another one. Week to week, they're going to be like, well, who do we go with?
Every week, and you're talking about the coaches, but like every week from a media standpoint.
Oh, we for sure are.
It's going to be where, no, but I just mean like in the Tomlin press conference.
Yeah.
Every week is going to be, is it time to go to Justin Fields? How's Justin coming along? Why are you sticking with Russell Wilson? That's going to be every week. That's here. Minnesota might be a little different. If it was McCarthy behind
Darnold,
he's
not there, so
that would be. But, yeah, I think some of those situations. We mentioned Oakland.
Oakland's another one.
I keep saying Oakland. I'm sorry, Vegas.
Vegas,
we
Minshew.
Mentioned that one. Like, it could go back and forth all day.
Minshew, O'Connell, the Giants, maybe, if Danny Dimes really struggles. But for the most part, I mean, there's 25 teams
so now,
that you don't even ask that question about.
But now you're one of those situations where the coaching staff every week goes, are we still good with this guy? And what I continue to ask, for those who are like, yeah, Drake May needs time, you can't get Drake May killed back there, what I continue to ask is, do you really think it's going to get better this season? And if it doesn't, what do you do? And you keep bringing up, if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, what do you do? Like, those are valid points.
Well, you already got rid of Zappi, and he re-signed somewhere else. So if Brissett gets hurt, and everybody, for the most part, that is okay with Brissett starting, is citing the same thing. Offensive line's bad. Don't get the guy killed. Okay, that's fine. That can be your opinion. But if he does get injured, and he already got hurt in the preseason game, if he gets hurt, you only have Drake May and Joe Milton to throw out there. So then what? Are you still protecting him? Or no? You're like, well, we're going to protect him up until the point until Jacoby gets hurt,
but
and then Drake's in, and now he has the job the rest of the time? Like, it is football. Guys are going to get hit. Guys are going to get hurt. You don't want them to. You want to protect them the best that you can, but I'm not sitting a guy an entire season just because of the O-line.
No, me either. And this text comes in. We talked about this earlier, 37937. If Brissett goes 3-for-10 with two picks, is Mayo going to pull him? I don't even know if it's his call.
I was going to say, follow-up question, is it up to Mayo?
All right, Mayo might be looking at Van Pelt going, are you going to take this guy out? And Van Pelt sticks with him.
It is a good question because we don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Even Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, had really weird pull the quarterback but keep him as the starter, pull him again, like people screaming for him not to start. Like, it was a mess with Jones and Zappi for a number of weeks. And so now, right out of the rip, Jerod Mayo's first game as an NFL head coach, that's going to be a big question. Like, he's so praying now, even if it wasn't his call for Brissett, like, just play decent enough so we can talk about other things and worry about other things for like a week.
No, I think
but
that's
it's not going to happen. I don't believe. Like, I don't see them lighting up the scoreboard.
No, their nightmare scenario. Their nightmare scenario is Brissett goes out and plays like garbage. They get blown out by the Bengals. And now what? To the point where on a normal week, you'd be like, bench that guy, play the backup, whoever it is. And then maybe May comes in, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he looks good, maybe he doesn't. But now you have a full-blown quarterback controversy after one game.
Yeah.
This is your plan all offseason, obviously, to go with Brissett. And after one game, you have a full-blown controversy where you're saying he's not ready, he's not ready, he's not ready. And then by week two, it's like, oh, he's magically ready? You should have started him week one.
Yeah.
Real quick, I haven't read this yet today. We talked about this a little before the show, Keith. Mark Daniels was the most vocal of all of the beat writers down there that were perturbed. They were upset at how the team handled this today.
Oh, really?
The press conference that was unscheduled as of late last night, you know, dinner time-ish last night.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to come in 8:30 with Jerod Mayo. He's going to make a big announcement. And then Schefter and Rapsheet at 8:10, 20 minutes before the press conference, both tweet out the news.
So, yeah, so basically all these beat reporters had to drive into Foxborough for a scoop that came out 20 minutes before Mayo even hit the podium.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a 1 minute, 20-second press conference. So Mark Daniels, who I know a little bit and I like.
Best buds.
Not best buds.
Decent buds.
Met him, had him on different incarnations of the show.
All right.
He said, there's nothing like leaking the news of naming your starting quarterback to national reporters 20 minutes before meeting with the local media. So
I don't think you're getting any more scoops, pal.
I like Mark Daniels.
Get cut off.
It's a soft tweet to cry about how they leaked it to the national media. What do you have any issues with them leaking it to Schefter or Rapoport?
Not really. And like, I know we're kind of in the business. Like, we're not beat writers, but like, we're sort of
in
the thing.
You're in the scoops business.
I'm in the scoops game.
Don't look at me. You're in the scoops game.
Mainly for hockey. This is where I'm more of a hockey insider.
Different
than
sport.
Else.
It's a very welcoming, inviting sport.
I get why he's upset about it. But I don't think fans care. Fans just want the information. Fans, like, there's some of you that were out there, you're working at 8:30 this morning, you just want to know who's starting. Who's starting? Tell me who's starting. I don't care if it's a tweet from anybody. Tom, Dick, or Harry could have the tweet. I just want to see who it is. And then maybe I want to hear from Mayo anyway, see what his answer is. So I think this is a very niche thing to get upset about.
And here's his complaint about them leaking it to the national media. I don't care about one bit. It's like, so what? They leaked it to whoever they want to.
They do almost all the time.
And, too. You know, if you want to get the news, get the scoop. I mean, that's on you. People wanted to know how much Jeremy Swayman was requesting. Keith beat him to it.
Yep.
And so go get the scoop. I mean, I don't get getting mad about that. What I do get being angry about is, hey, we're going to call you in. It's a special press conference. It was unscheduled. It's 8:30 in the morning.
That's lame.
Schlepped down to Foxborough. And, oh, by the way, the news is going to break before you even get there. And it's a one-minute press conference. Like, that if I don't know that I would take to Twitter and bitch about it. It's like bitching about, like, your plane being delayed.
You know what's also weird, though?
I don't know that I would take to Twitter to complain about it, but I would be annoyed by that. If you were angry at that I get.
So, I mean, obviously the Patriots, and I would assume people pretty high up with the Patriots, like the idea that Schefter and Rapp will sort of put things out there.
Yeah.
So you got to give them something to get something, right? Like, there's going to be a story that they probably shine up. And like, this is almost like inside baseball with all this nonsense, but you know, were the Patriots really in on Brandon Ayuk, or did they want us to know that they were in on Brandon Ayuk, so they used guys like this to do that? But then they're like, but we'll also give you the starting quarterback thing.
Yeah. So carry our water on Ayuk, yeah, and we'll give you the scoop.
Hey, tell
on the quarterback.
Everybody and your millions of followers, tell everybody that we were super in on Brandon Ayuk, and we'll give you something. And then maybe this is the something that they gave him, and then it just plays out. It's been playing out for years.
So
like Rapoport and Schefter do it all the time.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's also kind of strange that you had a scheduled press conference for Friday. So couldn't you just move the Dog and Pony Show to Friday? And then at least it's not like a, hey, guys, there's going to be breaking news on Thursday, and then there isn't?
Or again, I'm the reporter. I showed up Wednesday assuming we were going to get the announcement yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't have it then.
We carried mail. We were frustrated with this live yesterday. Yeah. We're like, that's it? At 1:15 yesterday, we thought we were getting the quarterback. Now I got to come all the way back down there on Thursday just to get. So I get being frustrated about that.
Yep.
I wouldn't take the Twitter over it and cry about it again. It's like crying about your flight being delayed. Who does it serve? No one cares.
Yeah.
But would I be bothered by it? Yeah, I'd be annoyed by that. I'm like,
oh,
what?
On a personal level, I'd be annoyed.
What'd we do this for?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, when I heard it live, I couldn't believe it was 1:10 or whatever. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. It was like everybody involved was defeated, right?
Yes.
The coach didn't really get to make the decision, and all the other guys there are like, we didn't even get to announce it first. We didn't even get to be a part of it first. Like, we knew for 20 minutes. It was like, it ended up being like anticlimactic for everybody involved. And then he talked for a minute. There's two follow-up questions. Then I was like, all right, guys, we'll see you.
What I need to know, and I should have asked about this. What I need to know, did they call it off, meaning the Patriots media relations and Mayo? Was he like, all right, that's all the questions I'm taking? Or did no one have any questions? Was everybody just like pissed and didn't have any questions? They're like, all right, I mean, I guess that's it. Now, bad on the reporters if they just kind of shrugged.
Yeah.
And my guess is they wouldn't. My guess is it got called off by media relations. But like, were they just like, all right, screw this. Like, we already have the news. We already saw the tweet 20 minutes ago. We've already talked a million times about these quarterbacks. We know why you're going with Jacoby. Now, I still think they should have asked if that was their attitude about it. But I'm just curious how that played out. Because two follow-up questions seems odd to me.
Yeah, they're probably just annoyed.
Like, why take any? If you're taking two, why take any, honestly?
Because also, when you went down there, even if Schefter had it first, you're still asking him about that decision.
Yeah.
So it almost doesn't matter. But yeah, there was almost like nothing to discuss.
They're like, we got nothing. We have nothing. You made us come down here. We have nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you, how'd that go? I don't know what the ending is. Maybe we could watch the entire press conference again, which you can see, which includes like
the beginning and the end where there's not even any discussion is less than 2 minutes.
We should dig in.
They streamed on the Patriots Twitter, so yeah, we can look at that.
We should dig in on that for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.